there when thought subsides. Whatever else can be said about it is peripheral. About, not it. You can talk about it. So you can talk about, yes, you could write a PhD, but it would never touch presence, but it could be very interesting. It could be about presence. Would it take anybody into presence? I don't know. Maybe there would be one page. You say, this page, on page 300 of my PhD is the edge. Read up to there and then throw it away. So you could ask, what is the relationship between presence and the senses? What is the relationship between presence and perception? Between presence and the feeling of kinesthetic, whatever you call it. One could say presence can flow into anything. Presence can flow into the auditory sense. So let's see what it's like on a practical level. You're listening. You're listening so intensely that no thought arises, because any thought would diminish your ability to listen. You're listening. Let's use a parable that I believe Jesus used. Somebody is going to arrive. You don't know when he's going to come. The master is going to come home. The servant is waiting. He has to be alert so that he can hear the master when he comes. He may be very quiet. So he remains awake, listening. Already, presence is there. Then a noise arises. A slight noise. The door opens. Space and an object in space. The object here is an auditory object. It could be a visual object. It could be an inner object, like a thought. But what we call listening really wasn't really listening, because when you were listening, for a long time there was no noise to listen to. It's like being in a completely dark room and trying to see, not trying to, but intensely looking, but there's nothing to see. Or looking at the sky that's totally blue, the vast expanse of sky, and just has no object in it. Perhaps the sun is just behind you on the horizon, but the entire sky is so clear and you're looking up into the sky, and there's nothing there to see for you. So there's no object that arises in the field of consciousness. Or you're listening and there's no noise, no auditory object arises in the space. The space that is presence, the vast space that is presence, the vast stillness that is presence. Or it could be that you are listening, a sound arises and subsides. So anything that arises in presence is an object in consciousness, whereas presence is consciousness itself. Doesn't matter what feeling or whatever it is, bodily feeling, whatever arises. You have two dimensions. Object consciousness, which is the normal state for most humans, which means they only know themselves through objects that arise in their consciousness. Every thought, every emotion, every sense perception, every experience is a form, an object in the field of consciousness. Now, it happens to some human beings who suddenly realize another dimension in themselves. And when it happens accidentally, it's usually because an object in their life that they had strongly identified with dies, dissolves. We call it disaster or death, the great loss. The big enterprise that I built up collapses. The wife dies, a child dies, the house crumbles, everything collapses under me. The object that I had identified with dissolves, and that leaves a hole in my life, a big gaping hole. Now, some people cannot fill up that hole quickly enough. Let's do active again. The enterprise collapses. Okay, I'm going to build up a new one. Another 20 years. Or you allow that to be because you say, okay, it drives you into surrender. The fabric of your existence has a hole in it, an empty space. And often it happens to people through a great loss or death in their lives, suddenly an inner shift happens. And there's suddenly enormous peace, serenity, aliveness. And they don't know what happened to them. It's because the space, what we could call space consciousness, which has no form, which is consciousness itself, came through that hole of death and destruction. Death and destruction, which look dreadful from the point of view of the human mind, the ego, are also ultimately benevolent, because through death and destruction, a hole appears in your existence, which consisted of objects, my life. This is my life. And suddenly,